International cybercrime. Black hats, grey hairs. A shake-up in the hacker underground and fresh attacks suggest change is coming to computer security.
An 18-year-old with 16 computers in a small house in the Shetland Islands. That is where a police hunt ended for the Global Nerve Centre of Lulsec, a group of hackers whose exploits include defacing or disabling the websites of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, the CIA, a bunch of gay-bashing American Baptists, and Britain's serious organised crime agency. Active from May to late June, when it claims to have disbanded, Lulsec's hallmark was prankish attacks accompanied by public mockery. As well as officialdom, its targets included computer security and online gaming companies regarded as pompous, complacent, or hypocritical. In geek speak, lulz means to laugh at a victim. Sec is for security. But lately, the misfortune has mostly been the hacker's own. Of Lulsec's six presumed core members, police have arrested at least two, including, in late July, the now-bailed Scottish teenager Jake Davis. The most expert, who goes by the alias Sabu, is still at large. About 15 members of Anonymous, a shadowy collective of skilled, politically motivated hackers, are also in police custody worldwide, according to Greg Hausch, a Boston man who ran computer servers for it but denies involvement in illegal hacks. Authorities in America, Australia, Britain, France, the Netherlands, Norway, and elsewhere are arresting high-profile hacktivists and threatening them with real-life jail, without, horrors, internet access. Old-fashioned policing, such as less severe sentences for those who snitch, is proving effective. These are criminal networks, and there are known techniques for dealing with criminal networks, says Niels Gilman of Monitor 360, a consultancy. Amid this pressure, the hacker underground, riven by squabbles and splits over personality and policy, has turned on itself. Cyber civil wars have broken out, with rivals attacking each other's computers and attempting to discover and reveal their real-world identities. Lulsec itself emerged from such a row a little more than 3 months ago, when it broke off from Anonymous. The quarrel, about which targets deserved attack, was particularly bitter, says Mr. Hausch. Upon forming, Lulsec distanced itself from its parent. The older group had been launching computer attacks against MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, and others that had blocked donations to WikiLeaks. The Lulsec team of self-described evil bastards wrote in a press release that it preferred to abuse more ordinary folks and organisations for a jolt of satisfaction. Devilry seemingly trumped high-minded politics. The aim, says Mr. Hausch, was entertainment, screwing with a person until he can't take it anymore. But some more puritanical hackers have turned vigilante, trying to disrupt Lulsec. Its antics, they say, encourage official crackdowns on internet freedoms. Groups such as Anonymous and Lulsec are not motivated by money, but they can still wreak financial havoc. Following the theft of roughly 100 million online gamers' account details in April, Sony shut down its PlayStation network for nearly a month at a cost of about $171 million. A loss in consumer trust has added to that toll. Anonymous and Lulsec often post stolen data online to brag and attract potential recruits, but others can and do attempt to cash in on the loot. David Perez of Tadong, a Madrid-based consultancy, says stolen bank account or credit card details often end up in online black markets. Illicit software automates many of these bourses, says Gordon Snow, assistant director of the cybercrime division in America's FBI. Sellers and buyers need not communicate directly, so closing deals is less risky. Lately, Lulsec has changed tack, branding itself a champion of the oppressed, perhaps to shake off accusations of political indifference and sadism. A grandiloquent statement issued after Mr. Davis's arrest said, "We are sick of the twisted corporatocracy that controls us. United, we can stomp down our common oppressors and imbue ourselves with the power and freedom we deserve." Even as the hacking underworld has splintered, new threats are emerging. The agenda for Black Hat USA, a security shindig this week in Las Vegas, ranges from the perennial flaws of Microsoft's software to newly discovered weaknesses in Apple laptops' batteries, in mobile devices running Google's Android operating system, and in wireless water meters. The growth of cloud computing makes life harder for hackers overall, because firms that run cloud systems will, on average, have better security. But when a breach occurs, it offers bigger gains. Vilsack recently claimed, on flimsy evidence, that it had made Apple our bitch for life by pillaging passwords and source code from the iCloud servers built to dispatch photos, music and other data to customers' iPhones, iPads and computers. As mischief has become easier, the hacker crowd has burgeoned and mutated. Ilias Chantsos of Symantec, a computer security company, says it has far outgrown its nerdy roots in a subculture of brainy social outcasts, fuelled by pizza deliveries and fizzy drinks. The lower technological barriers to entry, no matter the motive, have led to what the FBI's Mr. Snow refers to as hacking's industrialisation. Supporters of Anonymous and Lulsec have stoked the fire, he says, thanks to the spread of new, easy-to-use software called hacking toolkits. These automate attacks and can be configured to deface or crash a website, or even snatch goodies, ranging from credit card details to industrial designs. Some toolkits also offer drive-by download. This turns a website into a trap that hijacks visitors' computers or phones, even if they've not clicked on anything. The hacktivists may do most damage by providing cover for more sinister efforts. A report this week by McAfee, a computer security company, reveals the results of a 5-year probe called Operation Shady Rat, examining attacks that use remote access tools to inveigle access to computer networks. It does not name the perpetrator, some fingers are pointed at China, but lists 72 victims, from sporting authorities to the governments of America, Canada, India, South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam, plus defence contractors and many other firms. Dmitry Alperovich of McAfee describes the intrusions as the biggest transfer of wealth in terms of intellectual property in history. Kenneth Gears of NATO's Cyber War Centre in Estonia says the hacking boom makes it easier for cyber spies to pass off their work as the handiwork of a misguided, rebellious teenager. Not so funny after all.